Mishnayos every night, getting ready for Shavuos. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Chetach followed Yehoshua ben Prach and Itai Arbeli, the latter of whom we discussed last night. So Yehuda ben Tabai was wont to say, in the context of court cases, Al tas atzmecha ka'orchei hadayanim, that a dayan can't behave like a lawyer. They can't have a vested interest in the case. A lawyer is, of course, obligated, as we know, to defend the interest of the client with zealousness, is I think the expression that they use, zealotry, zealously defend the client. So Al tas atzmecha ka'orchei hadayanim means that you have to really play it straight. And the Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Yochanan, who was once consulted by a family member outside of court, saying, I have this court case, which taina should I give? How should I sort of organize my claim so that it's to my advantage? And he was based on the pasuk, umi b'sarcha lo si salem, that you shouldn't always try to help out your family. He was trying to strategize, and then he realized that this is inappropriate because it's kind of gaming the system. So al tas atzmecha ke'orchei hadayanim. There's always a concern that justice should prevail. And we all know that whether it's in halacha or in any other kind of a legal system, you can use technicality after technicality after technicality, and you kind of know the right thing to say, then you might not get at the truth, but you might get the desired outcome. You might be able to sort of configure the right kind of arguments, and especially if you consult with expert people. So people who have this kind of Torah knowledge should not behave as advocates, but they should behave objectively. Certainly when they're functioning as dayanim, it would be unthinkable for them to take sides. But even outside of court, that's really the chiddush of al tas atzmecha ke'orchei hadayanim. So he goes on to say, "Chshabalei din omdim lefanecha yu beinecha kerishaim," that when the litigants are in front of you, you should be skeptical. You should ask many questions and make sure that what they're saying not only is credible, but can be verified. You know, say trust and verify. So yu beinecha rishaim uvishashan yivtarim lefanecha. But when they, leave your presence, you beinecha ketzadikim b'shasha kiblu aleim es hadin, when they've accepted the judgment, which is a hard thing to do, because, you know, sometimes you can know too much about a person, and certainly if you see the way that a person conducts themselves, let's say in business, it can be very surprising, you know, all of a sudden this quiet, genteel individual goes on to be this, you know, ruthless, avaricious, almost a sociopath. And these things do happen, but once the court case is settled and the person accepts that they may have been in the wrong, so you have to once again return to, basically an evaluation of the person that's positive, and to try not to hold information, especially information that was gleaned in a confidential setting against the person, really give them a chance. In your own mind, and that can be a very challenging and difficult thing to do. We always form impressions, so we're just human. But it's very important, especially for the dayanim, given the fact that they're going to be involved in learning these confidential things about people, to give people a chance once they were mekabel aleihem es hadin, they accept whatever the verdict is, even if it's against them, and to be able to move on from there. Rabbi Chananim and Akashim, Eretz Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos Yisrael, Befika Achir Balam Tar Mitzvah, Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz Zaman Tzidko, Yagdiel Tarav Yadir, Kaddish Terabanan.